Hello and welcome to How, a podcast for curious people. Today, we are going to be learning about how Apple was created. Well, you may know Apple computers, Apple technology, just Apple, Apple Computers, Inc. was founded on April 1st, 1976 by a group of college dropouts who were Steve Jobs, which I'm sure you've heard of, and Steve Wozniak, who brought this company to the new company a vision of changing the way people viewed computers. Jobs and Wozniak wanted to make computers small enough for people to have them in their house or offices. Simply put, they wanted a computer that was user-friendly, because back then, the computers were massive and incredibly complicated to use. Jobs and Wozniak started out building the Apple One in Jobs' garage and sold them without a monitor, keyboard, or casing, which they decided to add on in 1977. The Apple II revolutionized the computer industry with the introduction to the first ever color graphics. Sales jumped from $7.8 million in 1978 to $117 million in 1980. So they had over a $100 million profit in sales within 2 years. And 1980 was the year that Apple went public. Wozniak left Apple in 1983 due to a diminishing interest in the day-to-day running of Apple computers. Jobs then hired PepsiCo's John Sculley to be the president. However, this move backfired, and after much controversy with Sculley, Jobs left in 1985 and went on to new and bigger things. He founded his own company called Next, spelled capital N-E, capital X-T, software. And he also bought Pixar from George Lucas, which would later become a huge success in computer animation. And they're the producer of such movies as, Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Monsters, Inc., and Finding Nemo, and so many other companies. Movies. Through the rest of the 1980s, Apple was still doing very well. And in 1990, it posted its highest profits yet. This was, however, mostly due to the plans that Jobs had already set in motion before he left. Most notably, his deal with a tiny company by the name of Adobe, creator of the Adobe Portable Document Format, PDF. Together, the two companies created the phenomenon known as desktop publishing. Back in 1985, Sculley turned down an appeal from Microsoft founder Bill Gates to license its software. This decision would later come back to haunt him, because Microsoft, whose Windows operating system, OS, featured a graphical interface similar to Apple's. Because their toughest competition in the late 1980s and throughout the 1990s. Over the course of a few years, Apple's market share suffered slowly after its peak in 1990, and by 1996, experts believed the company was to be doomed. It was not until 1997, when Apple was desperately in need of an operating system, that it bought out Next Software, which, if you remember, that was Steve Jobs' company, one of the founders of Apple, and the board of directors decided to ask for some help from an old friend, Steve Jobs. Jobs became an interim CEO, as he called himself. Jobs was not officially the CEO until 2000. Jobs decided to make some changes around Apple. He found an alliance with Microsoft to create a Mac version of its popular Office software. Not long after, this decision was the turning point for the company. Jobs revamped the computers and introduced the iBook, a personal laptop, followed by iPod, an MP3 player, which became market leader. The iPhone, a touchscreen cellular device introduced in 2007, was one of the world's most successful products, and the company has released several new versions since. Other popular products include the iPad tablet and Apple Watch. Most recently, Apple has expanded its services segments with its credit card, Apple Card. Apple News for News, Apple Arcade games, and Apple TV Plus for streaming original content produced by Apple, and Apple Podcasts, which you may be listening to this podcast on. Sadly, Steve Jobs died October 5th, 2011, but Apple continues on with his legacy and Tim Cook at the helm as CEO. The popularity of iPhones made Apple the first company valued at $1 trillion in 2018. 2 years later, it doubled that figure. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of How. And if you like the series, there will be new episodes about daily. So, thank you for listening to How. See you next time.